There is at least one well-known physicist, in fact, Dr. Varshney, who remains unconvinced that the redshifts are really present, and instead interprets these as lines essentially at rest, lines due to various elements at rest. This changes the whole picture, and Dr. Varshney is at one end of a spectrum of argument associated with these questions, which I shan't really go into, because after all, there's something about redshifts in my title, and if I say there are no redshifts, then I can sit down. So, well, I'm going to argue about the nature of redshifts and whether they really always show expansion in the universe. I am, for the sake of argument at least, starting off on the assumption that we do see redshifts in the spectra of what we then believe are distant objects. If there are no redshifts, then of course you understand that this is another way of saying that we don't really know much about the extragalactic universe, the universe outside our own galaxy in the immediate vicinity. So it is a somewhat radical approach, and you really have to go back 50 or 60 years and start rethinking a lot of questions. But while I'm not sure that I would go that far with Dr. Varshney, I must tell you that much of modern astronomy, and particularly extragalactic astronomy and cosmology, is really in the form of an inverted pyramid, with a small number of facts at the base of this pyramid on which a large superstructure has been created. And some of this superstructure may indeed fall down. The question whether it all falls down is a function not only of our understanding of science, but also of the sociology of scientists, which certainly enters in to these problems.